Okay, today's daf is Chagiga Daf Chav Gimel. As we continue here in Perek Chomer Bakodesh, where we have various inyanim regarding differences between how Chazal treated Truma and Kachim and our behavior mandated for our involvement in Truma and Kachim. The past couple of days we discussed various issues of Tevila, of Tevila in unusual situations, and the like. And today we're going to talk about a Kachim Halacha, fascinating Kachim Halacha, which comes up twice on today's daf. It comes up on Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses Afer, or the water of Paraduma, the water that mixes the ashes with the water, can become tame. So why is that significant? We'll see Be'ez Hashem in a minute. And also it comes up on Daf on Amud Beis, Chafikim Amud Beis, in this big Tosfos, Dibur Maschil Vaha, which is one of the more important Tosfosim in Shas on this topic. And what topic is this? Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh. So what is that? So we know the rule is, we know there's a whole world of Tumah V'Tahara in Halacha, but to narrow it down, there's only four things that could become Tameh. There are four types of items that could become Tameh. People, utensils, kelim, food, and drink. That's it. If something is not one of those four things, it can't become Tameh. If I have a broken shard that's not usable, it can't become Tameh. It's not Makabel Tameh. If something is not one of these four things, Adam, Kalim, Ochlam, and Mashkim, it can't become Tameh. Can anything become Tahar? So Adam can become Tahar even after he's Tameh, and a Kli can become Tahar after it's Tameh. Food can't become Tahar once it's Tameh. Liquid, well, if it's water, maybe it could become Tahar by attaching it to a mikvah, and that's the sugyas of Hashaka, which we're not going to get into now. But that's a question of whether things can make themselves untame and become tar. So that's rule number one. Only Adam, Kalim, Ochel, and Mashik can become tame. Rule number two. Ochel, the Ochel that can become tame, can only become tame, as we know, after it's Hochshar L'Kabal Toma. That's what Maseches Machshirin is about. Right? Only if it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids can food then become tame. If it never becomes wet, again, when it's detached, all vegetables and fruit could become wet while they're growing because it rains on them. But the halacha is it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids, Yad Shach Adam, after it's detached. And after that happens, so now it can become tummy. That's Hochshar L'Kabal Toma. Fine. That's the regular rules. But now we come to the sugya that comes up here and in Maseches Pesachim and elsewhere called Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh means the beloved nature of Kachim tells us that these rules are broken. Even though these rules apply in Kala Torah Kula, when it comes to Kachim, Chibas HaKodesh means, even if something is not food, it's, let's say, a piece of wood. What maybe it's Lavona. Lavona is frankincense. What's frankincense? It's not a spice that you eat. We put Lavona onto next to the carbon mincha. We know the mincha is oil and flour mixed in with a little Lavona put next to it. So the Gemara talks about how Lavona and wood could become Tameh. How could they become Tameh? What do you mean? They're not one of the four items. They're not food. They're not a utensil. And they're not person. And they're not a kli. So the answer is Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh allows them to become Tameh, even though they're not one of these items. It gives a shem ochel to these items. Like, what is, you have to fit into one of these four categories. So it says, treat it as if it's food. Right? You can't say treat it as if it's an animal. Right? A piece of wood can't be an animal, but a piece of wood can be called a kli. Gives it a shem, or a food. Right? It's closer to those. And, second part, it's ki'ilu, it's mukshel kabal toma. That even if it ever became wet, so Chibas HaKodesh means that's the substitute, even if it's doesn't become wet. That's the language of the Rabbeinu Chananel in Pesachim on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. These sugyas come up there in Pesachim. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, let me find the line. Says the iskasher b'Chibas HaKodesh, klomar tavas ha'adam lakodesh, the desire, the taiva of a person to partake of kachim. Jews love karbanos, and Jews love kachim. So that taiva, mashve hadavar, that makes it significant. Shemakdish afal pi shelo hukshar b'mayim ki'ilu hukshar, as if it's hukshar. So that if omrim iser demahan yachibas hakodesh v'cholu, that's the Rabbeinu Chananel. Good. So which one is more mechudesh than the other one? So we've noted this is not our topic now, but just to note, because it came up here, There is a lumdus about how Hechshel Kabel Tumah works. And that would have nafka minas here. Would it bring the second chiddush of Chibas HaKodesh closer to the first chiddush of Chibas HaKodesh? Meaning, why does something have to become wet before it becomes tameh? I have an apple. So an apple, I take the apple off the tree, and a dead body touches the apple. It's tahar. It wasn't Hechshel Kabel Tumah yet. Only after the apple becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, after it's detached, can it then become tameh? Why is that? Why do I need that? So there is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ramban, Allah Torah, in Parsha Shmini, I think it is, seems to say there are certain types of spiritual pores that need to be opened. This apple is already an apple. It's a fruit, but, you know, it's closed up regarding Tumah V'Tahara. And therefore, by making it wet, that somehow opens up the spiritual pores that will then allow it to become Tameh. Oh. But if you look in Rashi, Allah Torah, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, they say beferish, they quote a chazal, but they say, well, maybe it's not called an apple until it becomes wet. Because, the Sefer HaChinuch says, because we usually rinse our food before we eat it, so maybe the rinsing gives it hashlamas shem ochel. It makes it considered a food. That's the final stage. So if that's how we look at Heksher, so then the two parts of Chibas HaKodesh are closer together. Because remember, what does Chibas HaKodesh do? It's a rule breaker in two ways. Number one, it says something that's not an ochel is called an ochel. And number two, it allows Heksher even though it wasn't Hukshar yet. So if you say Heksher is Hashlamas Shem Ochel, then basically it's the same din. Basically it's the same idea that it is being Mashlim and giving it a Shem Ochel in that regard. So that could be putting them together. But it is also, this is an example, seems like, in the world of Achshavei. We've also had examples of that over the Dafim and Masechtos. Achshavei, something that inherently is not chashuv, but I, with my das, I'm able to be machshavit. And if I'm machshavit, that itself gives it certain significance in halacha. Remember, we had about 50 Dafim in Masechtos Shabbos, all about the shiurim for hotzah. How much oil do you have to carry out, and how much brick do you have to carry out, and how much everything do you have to carry out? The Gemara goes through everything. But then the Gemara says at the beginning of Hamatzniyah, but if I love this material, and I have a tiny amount of that material, and it's special to me, and I would take this little type of material and hold on to it and guard it, so then for me, if I carry out that little bit of material, then I'm going to be chayav for that on Shabbos. What do you mean? It's less than the shear. It's less than, you know, what the Mishnah says. Doesn't matter. I'm machshev that. That's called achshevei. If I'm machshev it, so then that gives it the status, and I'm going to be chayiv. The Chacham Tzvi writes in a tshuva, that's the sugi of chatzi shir. If I eat a half a kezayis, I'm not kosher. So, chatzi shir, no, I'm not, what am I doing? I'm not eating the full shir. So we paskin chayiv. We paskin chayiv. So the Chacham Tzvi says, why? Interesting. The Gemara has two reasons, but he has a third one. Right? Achshevei. I'm machshev this little item. If I eat this only a little bit, that shows that I'm interested in it. That shows I give it significance. And therefore, I'm going to be chayiv daraisa for eating it, even though it has less than the shear. This achshevei comes up a lot. There's a Rashi and Beitza also. But fine. But this is another example of that. Chibas HaKodesh, because Jews are so machshev karbanos, so then we break rules. We break rules, and we consider it a food, even though it's not a food, even though it's not usually edible. Or I consider it as if it's Hechshel Kabel Tumah, which might be, you know, in that same world, even if it's not. Okay, so there's a lot to talk about. Let's just make two points, which is what Tosfos here talks about. Number one, is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? So that is a major machlokas we showed him. Tosfos right here. This Tosfos on Chaf Gimel Lama Beis is one of the Tosfosim in Shas, and also in Zvachan Daf Lama Dalid. And Menachis, it's a real drasha gemura. And I read the Gemara is in Psachim. It's a real drasha gemura. It's based on the extra, either an extra word or an extra letter, v'habasar, either the vav or the whole word habasar are extra. So in that word, we include even things that are not usually food. And therefore, it could be included on a din d'araisa becoming tame. But other Rishonim, Rashi, and Psachim, Amdaf Lamed Ches, Amid Aleph says that this whole idea is a din d'rabanan. Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, it's a din d'rabanan. Chibas HaKodesh, and the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to say it's d'rabanan. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Mizbeach, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, says the Rambam. Ma'ala Yisir, what's halacha, what is that about? It's all about different items in Kachim. The Rambam starts off that Perek, in Perek Vav. Kishem Shemitzvah Leos called Karban, Tamim V'Nivchar. Just like there's a mitzvah for every Karban to be perfect, to be complete, to be chosen, kach nisachav, yu tamimim v'nifcharim. So too the libations that go with the carbon have to be chosen and perfect and pure. What are libations? Flour, oil, water, wine. Kach nisachav yu tamimim v'nifcharim. Shenemar tamimim yu lachem v'niskehem. Shiyu on what we laid on a Rosh Chodesh morning. Shiyu hanisachim tamimim. Right, that the nesachim should be tamimim. Shelo yavi nesachim lo yain meushan velo sola sheitliya. Don't bring me smoked wine or spoiled flour. Velo yivlo b'shemen shericho time ora. And don't mix oil that smells bad or that tastes bad. So everything that goes along with karbanah, not just the animals, have to be perfect and whole. So that applies to the wine and the flour. V'chein, says the Rambam, atze hama'aracha, the wood. There's a concept of balmum when it comes to wood. Amazing. The wood has to be perfect and complete. Lo yiyu ela nifcharim, lo yiyu bahem tola'as. There can't be any worms. V'lo v'chol eit she'etliach shulach pasul mezbeach. And any wood that became wormy is pasul for the mezbeach. And there's even, what if somebody, you're not allowed to be makdish a balmum. What about being makdish a wormy piece of wood? So the Gemara has a question about that. The Rambam says it's a suffix. Hamakdish yayin pasul o soles psula, o shemen pasul, o eitzim psula mezbeach, hari adavar suffix. Im domim lebalmum ke behem of aloka, whether that's like just like being makdish a balmum and you get malchus, o enon kebalmum lefichach en aloka lemaisa, we're not going to get malchus because it's a safek, and we'll give him makas mardus. And then the Rambam continues other halachos of these other items, accessories to the karbanos. Let's say, let's call them not the animal itself, but other halachos of accessories to the karbanos, the solas and the yayin, the shemen. And then the Rambam says here in halacha ches. Ma lo yisera asu chachamim bekadshim. Shezra was an extra mila that the chachamim made. That's the Rambam's lashon. Shezraim shenitmu afilu zaron, right? A seed that became tameh. Let's see, if seeds of the makdish seeds. Afilu zaron hayosim apostle mesachim shein zria moeles lekadshim. Usually, if I replant something, then it loses its status of tumah, loses its status of whatever it had before. It's like something new, not by karbanos. It's a higher standard. That even if I replant, I replant seeds of a vine, and then I grow wine, right? Even though those seeds had been tummy beforehand, I still can't use that wine that grows, right? She'ein zriya mo'elas bekadshim. That's one idea. That's not our halacha now. But then the Rambam says v'chein. V'chein sounds like he's connecting to the first half of the halacha, which is ma'ala yaseira asu chachamim. V'chein, ha'etzim, ha'alavona, wood, and frankincense. Afal pi she'ein an ochlin, even though they're not food, you can't eat them, you can't eat a piece of wood, and you can't eat this type of spice. Harehein mistamin, they could become tamei ka'ochel, le'inyun karbanos. Regarding kachim, they could become tamei like food. V'yipaslu ha'etzim, ha'alavona, bituma, zulam mizbeach, and the wood and the lavo could become tamei. What do you mean? They're not one of the four things. That's the concept. And therefore you can't use them. So that's the Rambam who understands, right? The Radvaz here quotes. This is Vahabasar Yalfinanla, right? That's isn't it a din daraisa, Vyeshlama Dilola Mailu Durabanan, Vikra Asmachta Ba'almahu. Right? Do you learn from the word extra word Vahabasar? Varashi Zal Kasav Dahavav Yaseira de Vahabasar Darishla. But it sounds like for the Rambam that it is a din durabanan. There are Rishonim fascinating that are Mechilukim. Between the Gemara says Eitzim and Lavona are included. So there are a number of chilukim. If you look in the Ri, in our Tosfos, right here, look in this Tosfos, Vaha, on Chav Gimel, Mabez. So if you look at the end of it, on Chav Gimel, Chav Dal, and Olive, the Ri says, for Lavona, it's Daraisa, for Eitzim, it's Darabanan. Even though the Gemara puts them together. Eitzim v'Lavona, the wood and the frankincense. The Ri says, right here at the end, Pirish B'Shem Ri, Doha Iker Krolo Koi Raka Lavona, Avala Eitzim Lo Havi Raka Smachta Ba'alma. It's a din Daraisa that the Lavona could become Tamei, but not the wood. Why? What's the difference? So if you look in the Evan Azel, Rav Yisrael Zalman says, Lavona is a more edible than wood. Right? It's a spice that you use. We usually don't use it, but to make Lavona into an ochel is not so hard. And therefore, Mida Araisa, you could say something that's ochel al yidei atzchak, something that's usually not eaten, you could say it's called ochel. A piece of wood to call that ochel, you can't do that daraisa. That's too much. And that's a din d'rabbanan. Midrabana, we treat it as if it's ochal. That's the Evan Azal, the end of Perak Yud Ches of Sulei Mekdashim. V'tzorach lomar kadas atosis v'chagiga, de'ikr drasha da basar hu alavona, avala eitzim hu asmachta, v'haynu de belavona v'ksas ochal, she'efshar la'ochlo, aval eitzim einem ru'uyim klal la'chila, wood is not at all ro'i la'chila. So that's one chilek between eitzim and lavona. If you look in the Ramban is machalik between the two dinin that we just said. Giving something a shem ochel and making something ki'ilu, it's hukshel l'kabal tuma. The Ramban says, to make something hukshel l'kabal tuma, ki'ilu water went on it, that we could do daraisa. Mi daraisa, you need water, mi daraisa is ki'ilu, you had water on it. Either had one of the seven liquids. To give something a status of ochel that's not an ochel, that's magic. That's a din d'rabbana. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says, giving it a shem ochel is a rabbana, that's an asbach. This is the Ramban in Chulin on daf, lamed hamad aleph. Love my name of base. I'll give you the line of the Ramban. Umasha Amru Bashmites and Davichibas Hakodesh Daraisa. Hini Drasha Devahabasar Larabos Tritchal Menachosasa. The Eitzim Velavona Asmachta Ba'alma Umayla Drabanan. Eitzim and Lavona, giving them a status of food, that's a Drabanan. Dechibas Hakodesh Hechsher Mayim Havi Daraisa. Saying it's Ki'ilu, it's wet as Daraisa. Va'asu Rabbanan V'gazer Ba'hechsher Ochel Umala. Durabanan hu. So that's the Ramban. But probably the most famous shita in this sugya, and if we'll make it famous now, and that's the Minchas Chinuch. He says exactly the opposite of the Ramban. Exactly the opposite of the Ramban. Minchas Chinuch says, and it's to explain the shita of the Rambam. To explain the shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam seems to have what we just read before, that there's some type of mala that's Durabanan, but you look in two other Rambam. The Rambam in Psuli HaMukdashim, where are we? In Psuli HaMukdashim, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Yud Beis, he seems to say that the Lavona could become Tamei Mi Da'oraisa. Where's Psuli HaMukdashim? Ramam says here, Yud Ches Yud Beis, sounds like it's a Din Da'oraisa by the Lavona. Echad Kachem Shenitma'u. Yeah, I'm not going to read, but here he talks about all different types of Kachem. Including Lavona, but if you look in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, he quotes that the idea of Heksher is Durabanan. Be Heksher Lekabal Tuma, Perag Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rabban quotes here, that it is a Durabanan. Abel histame mi divrehem, ein hakodesh sorach Heksher, elachibas hakodesh machsheres abasar. Beferish is Durabanan. So the Minchas Chinuch is trying to answer that question. How could Chibas Chibas be Durabanan? And he holds Darais in the other context. So the Minchas Chinuch says, two types of Chibas HaKodesh. The Chibas HaKodesh, giving it a Shem Ochel, that's Da'oraisa. Why? Because to give something a Shem Ochel, that's a halachic definition. A halachic definition to give something a Shem Ochel. So the Torah could say, this has a Shem Ochel, and this doesn't have a Shem Ochel. But what's Hechshel HaKabal Tuma? That's a Gzeiras HaKasav, that things have to become wet before they become Tameh. So how can you say Ki'ilu got wet? It didn't get wet. It didn't get wet. You want to say something has a halachic definition? Fine. That you can do on a daraisa level. But to say something that got wet, if they didn't become wet, so that you can't do. So that's an asmachta, and that's a din d'rabbanan. That's this Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah, kuf mem hei. Kuf mem hei, says the Minchas Chinuch. V'hina yeshnei inyanim b'chibas hakodesh. Two inyanim. Aleph. After ein ochel klal kugon eitzim lavona, dina makabal tuma b'chol makom, kivet ein ochel mashke, it's not food or drink, b'chol makom, gabe kodesh marbe, apasa kan v'habasar, dina makabal tuma. V'od yesh ochlem dina makabal tuma b'chol makom, rak tzara hechsher, mayim moshiv ha-mashkim, v'gam kein mevur b'chol mosanal, kivet kodesh machshir, ki'ilu ba'alei ha-mayim, ki'ilu. L'ani ez daiti zen nachom on mitzad ha-svara, da tora ribsa v'habasar, l'ra was eitzim lavona dina ochel klal. It makes a lot of sense to me that to give a shem ochel, you can say that's a din daraisa. Amru chazal mitzad asvara, kivan tehu kadosh, afal bishayin ochel, but because you love it so much, ki ilu hu ochel v'davar chashev. Aval ochlim below hechsher, but if I have an apple and it's not mukshar yet, tehim ochlim, they are food. But the Torah says they have to get wet. So the Torah says they have to get wet. So how can you get out of that? Gzeres hakasev, the tzrichim hechsher, mashkim. Baze eini yodeya klal. To say a machshiv something, okay, I'm considering it a food. A machshiv, so it's kilo got wet. How does that, my chashivus, my mentality, impact that din? Ma chashivus u lakodesh, yikabal tuma. Av shalom ba mayim alav. Ma chashivus, ma shiyakarav l'tuma. And therefore, How does chiba affect that? And therefore that answers the Rambam, and it answers others. But that's the chiluk. So again, we have Daraisa, Darabanan, and then Chilukim, the Ri, and the Ramban, and the Menchas Chinuch. Just one final point, and that is, there's a big Tosfos. Which Tosfos? Again, this might not be such a famous Tosfos, what Tosfos says, but many are aware of this Tosfos. Baba Kama Ayin Zayin. Baba Kama Ayin Zayin is the Daf in Shas, where there's only 1.5 lines on it. Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. The Tosfos is humongous. Right? That's a Nazir Lamed Gimel Amad Beis is the only Daf in Shas without any Gemara on it. Right? It's all Tosfos. Lamed Gimel Beis in Nazir, I think. But here, Baba Kama Ayin Zayin, you have these two big Tosfos, all about Paraduma. Right? This is these Sugya. What is these Tosfos about? So everybody knows the big Tosfos. It's about Chibas HaKodesh. It's about this Sugya. There are stories about the Bali Tosfos that were incarcerated and they were going to be taken out the next day to be killed, and they spent the last night writing these Tosfosim. It's all the different legends about these Tosfosim. But anyway, the Tosfosim here mention a couple of different limitations of Chibas HaKodesh. According to this, if something doesn't have a Shem Ochel, not because it's inedible, because it's Asur Bahana'a, according to some Tanoim. If something's Asur Bahana'a doesn't have a Shem Ochel, Chibas HaKodesh can't help you for that. It's Asur Ba'anah, it's Asur Ba'anah. That Chibas HaKodesh could make something unedible, edible, halakhically, but it can't make something Asur into Mutter. So that's what Tosfos says in this Tosfos. Lo yo Chibas HaKodesh la'asos ha'isr kemutter. That's Tosfos here in Baba Kama. Also, it only doesn't work for Kedushas Damim. Right? It only works for Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas HaMizbeach, something that's going to be brought on the Mizbeach, which is then what Tosfos discusses. So what about Paraduma on Ardaf here in Chagiga? The Paraduma ashes are subject to the rules of Tumah. But Paraduma, that's a fascinating topic. What status in Kachem does Paraduma have? It's not going to be burned in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Where do we burn the Paraduma? We burn it out on Harazesim. Is that a carbon? Does that have Kedushas Aguf? Is it Kedushas Damim? The Gemara seems to say it's Kedushas Damim, but it's still special. So that's a big discussion here in Tosas. What is the status of Para Aduma? But either way, these are some of the issues of Chibas HaKodesh. Again, others issues come up also, but we got a little appetite for the Chibas HaKodesh, and that's the discussion in the Tosfos on our daf. We'll stop here.